The rest of the story. Here comes the bride, dum-dum-da-dum, dum-dum-da-dum-dum-da-dum, the most familiar of all wedding marches, Here Comes the Bride. It was written by 18th century opera composer Richard Wagner, and his life was as romantic as that now traditional tune might suggest. Far as we know, the wedding march from his opera Lohengrin was not inspired by any particular woman, but if you were ever curious to know the life and the love of the man who wrote the Lovers' International Anthem, your curiosity is going to be satisfied in the next 2 minutes. Her name was Cosima, the daughter of Wagner's friend and colleague Franz Liszt. She must have been a lovely young woman. Certainly she captured Richard's devoted attention as no other lady he had ever known. November 28, 1863, Cosima and Richard went on a carriage ride. Their blissful afternoon outing thus inspired the composer to write these words in his personal diary, quote, "We gazed speechless into each other's eyes, and an intense longing for the fullest avowal of truth overpowered us. With tears and sobs, we sealed our confession to belong to each other alone. A load was lifted from us," end quote. So it was that the man who more than 15 years before had written the world's most celebrated wedding march was finally ensnared in the silken web. Cosima would be a good wife, Richard a tender husband. By July of 1864, the happy she and he were settled into their new home, the Villa Pierre on the shores of Starnberg Lake. Within a year, they were three, a daughter Isolde, born April 10, 1865. Professionally as well, this was a productive time for Richard Wagner. The opera score of the Meistersinger was filling out rapidly. Cosima's enthusiastic father, composer Liszt, paid a special visit to see how the music was developing. 2 months to the day after his daughter Isolde's birth, Richard's opera, Tristan and Isolde, was given its premier performance. And though there were sad times mixed in with the glad, the love of Cosima for Richard and Richard for Cosima continued to blossom and to bear a bountiful harvest. Two more children followed Isolde, another daughter, Eva, a son, Siegfried. So you see, there was a happy ever after in the life of the man who gave us what's now the world's most recognizable tune, the wedding march from Lohengrin, which you know as Here Comes the Bride. Wagner died at the height of his fame on February 13, 1883. Cosima survived him, living long into the next century. And there are still a few of us who remember her last years in Denmark. They say every evening at twilight, she came to her apartment window to watch the setting sun and perhaps also to recall. Cosima never doubted Richard's love for her, nor do we. But before you draw too distinct a correlation between that familiar wedding march and the private life of the man who wrote it, I guess you ought first to know that Lohengrin, the opera from which the march is derived, that opera is really a tragedy. And that either unconsciously or purposefully, Wagner had patterned the rhythmic architecture of Here Comes the Bride after the funeral march of Chopin. And that Richard Wagner, the man whose music has heralded countless millions to the altar, was himself just a little late getting to the altar. For the three children of Richard and Cosima were born while she was married to another man. And now you know the rest of the story.